Hello, everyone. So, mission trip reflections, take two, or continued, however you want to think about it. All right, so I'm the middle point. We have two more after me, just so everybody is aware. And I'm not, well, we'll see how concise I am. All right, so this is a picture of one of the signs as you're coming into San Juan. I'm informed from those that have gone before that this is a newer sign. Mary's shaking yes. And is something that they have now added to, like the birds and things like that. So they just the beauty of really creating art, which from my art history background, I just loved. There was, this is not part of my reflection, but just ad lib. There was lots of art and stuff everywhere. And it's just, it's that beauty that is just seen throughout the country that I really appreciate it. So anyways, Dominican Republic 2024, here are the dates that we went, and the verse that was just read, the we love because he first loved us. And Emily, would you hold up the? It was on in Spanish on bracelets that we handed out to tons and tons of kids and people that were there. And so both Hannah and Emily, as they would interact with the kids, so you saw some of those pictures and you'll see some more as we're going, would give the kids the bracelets and as part of those interactions that we were able to do. So obviously Britt and Hannah have both shared a little bit more about Solid Rock, a little bit more about their experiences and trip to the Dominican. So if we could do next slide. So here is those of us from this church that went and a few of the others that also went. A drive that we took to go to dinner and to go visit the new hospital, and then the four of them at the top of the cathedral.
Medium level.
Okay, fine. At the medium level. As you can see, I wasn't there.
Mom wasn't the one taking the picture.
I was not taking the picture. Anyways, so just as a kind of start, I'm going to take a little bit more of a pivot in terms of I'm not just going to tell stories. I'm going to do a little bit larger reflection. And I apologize if that means reading. It's been a long week for me. So missions trips have many purposes and meanings for those going, for those being served, and those doing the sending. As a paraphrase, missiology, the larger study, is the study of how we as God's people bring the message of God's love to a hurting world. I realize those from theology, like that's a massive summarization. Please just go with me for a second. Yet we know from history that coming in without knowing the people, the culture, the history, the needs, and more of that area that we're going into misses the beauty of the people in that place that God has created and that God loves. So it's not about making those people an exact replica of some predetermined image that I have of what it means to be Christian, but it's a personal relationship with the Lord and Savior that has always loved them. So as the team prepared for this particular trip, I personally found myself a little bit at a loss for what my exact role in this particular group was. I don't speak fluent Spanish. I did take high school Spanish. I have words, I have phrases, I have things here and there, by no means fluent. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not an RN. I've had a little bit of CNA training, again, way back when. I can take a blood pressure, I can do some of those things, but like, I'm not a medical doctor, I'm not an RN. I'm not really physically able anymore to do construction, as just by chance would have it today, emphasized by the fact I'm even wearing a brace today because of being injured. That was just by chance. I don't have those things. And I also don't have the length of relationship or connection with those that have previously gone. So I felt a little bit disconnected and a little bit kind of purposelessness as I was trying to figure out kind of where I fit within this group and within the particular mission at this time. Yet as I reflect on this trip, I have really three big takeaways from my time in the Dominican Republic. Next slide. So my big three takeaways, because any good sermon, right? I'm going to give them at the beginning, middle, and end. So my three takeaways are cultural sensitivity, joy, and flexibility. I agree. So cultural sensitivity. So the verse I put up here is 1 Peter 5, 1 through 6. I am going to go ahead and read it. I realize we're on time, but To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's suffering, who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. In the same way, you who are younger, submit yourselves to your elders, all of you, clothe yourselves with humility towards one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time, and cast all of your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. So this verse really stuck out to me for many reasons. Just context-wise, this is Peter writing a letter to the larger church and how you structure the church. So context matters. But as we know, kind of grace creates and sustains an earnest Christianity that models Christ-like love in the real world. Grace equips believers for facing the rigors of following Jesus in a hostile world with confidence and joy as they anticipate the final revelation of Christ's glory. As we follow Christ in this place of humility, I am humble since he first loved me. I then extend that same grace and humility to all those I encounter, not judging or evaluating those around me for better or worse, but as equally loved and equally in need of Christ's forgiveness. It allows for a space to see beyond the language, beyond the dirt floors, beyond the things that are hard to see sometimes, through that earthly vision that I tend to fold things through, to the beauty of who this loved child of God is in front of me. How might I sit with them and be humble to see who they are and what their needs are today in this moment, back to, again, that mind, body, and spirit. And then additionally, Peter talks about being willing with the servant's heart and being an example to those that come after you. So for me, this is part of walking this path as a mom. It was a joy being able to walk this with Emily and see her finding her footing for the first time on a missions field like this, and being able to see and experience that joy together of what it was to serve together. Okay, next slide. All right, the next one is joy. And this was also a picture from my home visit, a very special woman that I was able to sit with. So Proverbs 15:14, a happy heart makes the face cheerful, but heartache crushes the spirit. The joy that rings out through music, dance, fun, and shared stories. While in the solid rock compound, we're often surrounded by music both inside and outside of the compound, oftentimes at all hours of both day and night. I was promised chickens that would wake me up at 3 a.m, roosters crowing, still never heard them. You swear to me there would be, I didn't ever hear them. I either slept through them or they just weren't as loud this year. I don't even know. But still would have been a joyful noise. Anyways, but laughters, stories, talking, games, we all shared these. We all had moments together that brought these moments of great joy amongst days of serving that were hot and often tiring. As I reflect on that laughter, joy, and humor, these are central tenets of what I carry with me and see when I look in the face of those I sit with in the medical triage, the pharmacy, or in the home visits. The circumstances around me, I mean those earthly things, are not what make joy. In the US, we're often equate these and then are surprised to find kids laughing, joyfully running barefoot, often half naked, and loving life in places abroad. Joy is a deep-seated space that is not contingent on those earthly things. This trip reminds me that I still get these mixed up and confused, that while I know in my head, my heart often holds on to that Starbucks, that cozy blanket, that favorite pillow, as purveyors of joy and comfort, yet that's not the source. Conversations during my home visit brought this forward for me. As I sit with individuals, both the translators and then individuals like this in my home visit, we're not wanting to commit their lives to the Lord because they see it as an end to their fun and freedom to party and the beginning of having to be in a legalistic and strict faith. These conversations are challenging and bring layers of meaning to how we as humans compartmentalize God into a box. I came away with the joy of seeing a woman, gladly accept a Bible and a desire to read for herself for the first time the scriptures. She had misconceptions, things that had been told to her early on in her years about who God is and what he had actually done for her. Next slide. And the last one is flexibility. So the last area I leave you with is flexibility. So Philippians 4, 10 through 13, I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstance. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. The ability to be content regardless of circumstances that God has placed you in. This is whether you're in a room with two geckos, Gus, right here. Gus liked to live in the bathroom that was by my head. He was a bigger gecko. Georgina was the smaller gecko that lived under my bed. They didn't interact a whole lot. Georgina was a lot smaller. But these were the two geckos that lived near me. I would happily accept them every day of the week opposed to spiders. They eat spiders. I will happily live with the geckos. I'm a big fan of them. I had actually gecko anoles that looked like him when I was a kid. So, like, yeah, you live with me, you keep the spiders and mosquitoes away, we're friends. Like, I'm down. But anyways, so this is whether you live in a room with two geckos, whether you're sick in bed with a fever, or serving actively in the pharmacy. The ability to move with the needs is essential. This is not because of you or me, but because of God through me. The strength drawn on through faith to serve because there are things that are bigger than myself. So my takeaway is that I want all of you to remember our cultural sensitivity or that humility with whoever you sit with, the joy beyond the circumstances, and the flexibility to roll with the things and the places that God puts you in. These together bring a deeper space and meaning that whether I clearly had a defined role as a medical doctor, an RN, or a builder, these larger ideas permeate through the totality of the trip and give meaning and significance to quiet conversations, a joke shared, a game of five crowns, holding a baby while a mom gets checked out, handing a Bible to someone who does not have one, getting the correct medications into a bag, helping move people along and answering questions. These bring connection, purpose, and meaning beyond a mere role. Thank you.
So, next slide. Okay, so, hi. I also really wasn't, I'm not an RN or a doctor or anything like that. But I still was able to, you know, help with stuff, so. So one of my favorite things really, one of the things that I really enjoyed doing was I really enjoyed the home visits. It was really interesting and cool to see people's homes and, like, how they lived. And the fact that even though they didn't have a lot, they were still able to be, like, really joyful and happy and content. So I went on home visits on Monday and on Wednesday, both in the morning. Monday, one of the houses we saw, there was a girl, and we got to see her and her family accept Christ, and it was really cool to see that. And Pastor Noel, who came with us, he kind of summarized the beginning of the beginning of the Bible, so Genesis, where God created the world and us, and also a bit of Jesus' story, so the fact that he died and came back. So it was really cool to hear that and witness the girl and her family accept Christ. So that was on Monday. When I came back, it was a bit stressful for me because I'd missed the entire morning. So yeah. Wednesday was a lot more medical stuff that we did. we didn't tell people about Christ, and there was a older woman who had this really beautiful, really pretty necklace that had Mary on it. It was kind of attached to it, and so we told her that, you know, you don't get saved with Mary, but you need to believe in Jesus. And we gave her one of the bracelets. So yeah, that was really cool. But there was a lot of medical on Wednesday, so I felt a little out of place, but it was still really, really interesting to see that. So the first picture on the left is like, so on a day, in the morning before we went out to the bars, we went and got to see the market. And so there was a flower stand. Sunflowers are my favorite flower. So my mom saw some sunflowers and took a picture of them for me. So it was really fun. The middle picture was on Thursday. I'll get more to talk about Thursday in a minute because that was my favorite day. But I was able to hold a baby, and it was really special. She was so cute. Yeah, little baby. And it was really fun to be there with my mom because it was really special. So yeah, next slide. So these pictures both happened on Thursday. So as Hannah said earlier, we ran out of Tums a few times. So counting Tums, what happened a bit. So that's the picture on the right. And on the left, Thursday was my favorite day because I was able to play with kids all day. And one of the boys, so boy on the left, and I and some other kids, got the orange ball out, and we there's this game that we played a game where we have to hit the ball back and forth between us without letting it touch the ground, but we also didn't catch it and throw it back. We had to hit it up. It was a lot of fun. It was a little bit like volleyball, so a little familiarity kind of. It was a lot of fun. So, as I said earlier, I also got to hold one of the babies. That was really special, and it was just really fun. Next slide. One of the things that really, I really noticed and hit me a little hard, was a thing that I realized, was I noticed that there was a really drastic change between the really, really beautiful church on Wednesday and the area around it. So first picture on the left was this church. It was so pretty, beautiful, had fans. It was really nice. But then out in the town around it, the barrio, the houses weren't as grand as I would have expected them to be. They were still really small, and the other places around where they didn't have this really beautiful church. So yeah, so my expectation was kind of that it would be a bit bare because the church was really big and beautiful, but it was really different. That was surprising to me. And also the fact that there was changes in general, the Dominican and as a whole, and here, definitely a lot of difference. So yeah, on Wednesday evening, actually, we went to a restaurant and had Dominican food, which was really cool. But then we want to walk back to our house, the place we were staying, and got ice cream on the way. And it was night, and people were driving. And there was a lot, it was interesting. Their traffic is very different. They don't it's very different. They don't really stop at intersections and stuff, so it was very, you kind of had to wait for like a pause and then dash across the road to get to the other side. It was crazy. I had issues with the traffic. But yeah, it was, there was change between here and there, and also between like different cities, like San Domingo and like where we were staying, like San Juan. There was a lot of difference there. Like the Santo Domingo was definitely like a lot bigger, more touristy. San Juan was like smaller, like didn't have like bigger skyscrapers and stuff, or really taller buildings. They're all kind of smaller. But yeah, it was a really cool experience, and as a whole, I really enjoyed it, and I hope I can go back again at some point.
Good morning, and since I'm the last one and we're way over time, I'm gonna try and keep it a little short to the point. Just a few things that I wanna let you know. I've gone 9 times. This time was very, very special because I got to go with my daughter and my granddaughter, so we got 3 generations down there all at one time, and I think it was the first time Grace Bible Church got to have 3 generations. And one of the highlights that I had was we took a picture. There's a painter down there who does paintings. We took a picture. He took a picture of my picture on my phone on a Tuesday, and on Thursday, he brought back my portrait. So this is very special to me because, again, I got to have both my daughter and my granddaughter with me. So a little bit about our four days. The first day we went to a church and we saw 86 people, which was pretty good when you're talking 87 degrees and you're inside. Usually there's fans, maybe there isn't. The second day we went and we were at a school, which was kind of neat. And I went on home visits the second day. We saw 87 people that day. And on the third day, we went to that beautiful, beautiful church. It was sponsored and built by a Pentecost congregation, but they were about 10 miles from the Haitian border. So the rest of the community was very, very poor. We got to walk around the community. It was not much of anything going on there. But on the way back, because it was so close to the Haitian border, we got stopped 7 times to make sure we didn't have any Haitians on our bus. Sometimes there were only 100 yards or 100 feet from each other, but we got stopped. And they would look at us and come into the bus and they say, "Oh, American gringos, you can go." And, you know, off we went. On the fourth day, which was a very small church that we went to, we saw between 90 and 100 people, and that's where the kids got to play most of the time with all of the kids. And again, the pharmacy where I am got in a small little room, no light. They had to somehow get electricity cord to a little lamp that they put in there so we could see what we're doing. And it was really nice to see the hospital clinic opened up. It's, you know, I've gone down every year and I've seen where at first it was the plot of land and then something else. And it was nice to see parts where my grandson actually built things. Last year, Britt ended up painting all the yellow curbing. And then this year to actually see it open and functioning and taking patients and doing things. It was just really neat to see all of that come along. I think the important thing for me when I go is the fact that we are helping people. Even in the pharmacy, I don't get to see a whole lot. I hand out everything. So you have 3 doctors. 3 doctors get to see people, but everyone comes through the pharmacy because we give everybody a gift or vitamins unless they're under 1. We give them some kind of gift or medicine, so you get to see that many people that come through in the pharmacy. I also have given out this time more shots than I've given out for infections. And one that puts me to mind in that talk about being at the right time and the right place. There was this 10-day-old baby who was not going to be seen, but the pediatrician who went along with us insisted, let me look at her. I'm a pediatrician. Let me see her. Well, she had an infection in her eyes that they were so swollen and so shut that you couldn't even see her eyeballs, and the pus was coming out. I had to give a shot to this 10-day-old baby, but they felt because she had gonorrhea, and if we had not seen her and given her a shot, she would have been blind. So again, right time, I don't know, we do some amazing things. I'd like to thank everybody who helped support us, not only with money, the bake sale that we had, the money that you helped with Hannah, the prayers, because at one point I didn't think I was going to make it, because as we were heading into the Chicago airport, I fell, landed on both wrists, was lucky I didn't break either one, but that was the start of my whole trip. So again, all the prayers that you guys have supported us, sent us down there with, got us back. We had to leave one down there at the end of our trip because his airplane ticket didn't match his passport. They let us into the community, but they wouldn't let him out. He had to stay another day. So all of that extra praying and stuff that you guys did for us, it was awesome. It was a great group of people to come by. This is just some of the things. This was, I think, after, well, this is the second day. This was the flowers that they had, which was really neat. And then in the common area where we have eat, we were kind of all sitting there leaning against each other. I'm in the back of a truck on the other one, and you can go to the next picture. Again, this is our little pharmacy. This is what we work out of. Any med we have, that's what we have to take, and that's what we can give them. And then the clinic, the top picture is the school that we visit. We always get to go to the school that we, Solid Rock sponsors. And in the morning, they have a ceremony. All the grades line up. They raise the Dominican flag, the American flag, and the Canada flag because they are sponsored and worked with by all of those countries. They learn in that school Spanish, French, and English. And then that school goes from preschool all the way through four high school, but they also have four, they do RN, accounting, welding, and something else that they also teach people on. And there's, we asked them, and there was 800 kids in this school. After they do their assembly, they go off and to their rooms, and they're so happy to see us that they're always getting out of line, coming and giving us hugs, shaking our hands, and doing whatever. And then, of course, my best part is occasionally I get to get out of the pharmacy and hold a baby. And you can go to the next one. I think that might be it, isn't it?
There's a group picture.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
There should be a group picture.
Nothing else is coming up.
Oh. All right. And then somewhere along the line, I think we're showing pictures afterwards as well that we'll keep showing more of stuff that we've seen, but there is a group picture. We go down every year with a group from Indiana, and they join us. They have some people that come for medical, and they have more that do the construction, but it's become a family bond. It's like, oh, hey, you just kind of take off from last year. You're there, and you're talking, and it's just really neat to see that, but we always get a chance to visit with them. Yep, there we go. So that's all of us that were down at that point. I think there was 40-some of us down there at that group. Again, it's a great group. I enjoy going. Thank you for listening to us being so over. And I'm done. We'll get the last song in and let you get out of here.